After many delays caused by engine trouble, happening under mysterious circumstances, Jimmy Allen, with Speed Robertson and Flash Lewis as passengers, has reached the airport at Devil's Pass. Nearby is the Diamond A Ranch. At the little airport, they receive a sinister warning from the manager. He advises them to avoid the Diamond A Ranch. In the meantime, Mrs. Croft and Barbara have reached the Bender Ranch, and we now find them just finishing a delicious Mexican-cooked luncheon on the porch of the ranch house.
Oh, Mother, I'm so thrilled with being down here. Look at those gorgeous mountains off to the south. This is... oh, it's just wonderful. I didn't know such places existed.
It surely has a wild beauty that's different from anything I've ever seen, Barbara, dear. I'm so glad for your sake that we made the trip.
Oh, but Mother, aren't you enjoying it too?
Oh, of course I am, Barb.
Looked worried all morning. Tell me what bothers you.
Oh, it's been a lovely trip, dear. To me, the airplane ride down here was just as thrilling and enjoyable an experience as I've ever had. But, Barb, I would feel more comfortable if we were staying with friends. At least people we know better.
Yes, that's true, of course. I know just how you feel. But after all, Rip Bender has been very nice.
Yes, I know, dear.
And his father is certainly hospitable enough. Of course, he is a rather rough old character.
Oh, it isn't that, Barbara. You can't expect one who's lived all his life in this wild country to have the social niceties of a city man. Really, his lack of social graces doesn't bother me at all. But after all, Barbara, we really know nothing about these Benders, and they seem, oh, so rather strange.
Well, what I can understand, Mother, is how people who are so apparently uncouth would have such a delightful and comfortable ranch house.
Yes, the two just don't fit together in my mind. It really seems more like a hunting lodge than a ranch house.
Yes, all those hunting trophies and interesting Western prints. I just can't imagine old Mr. Bender having the taste to decorate so beautifully.
When we met the old fellow after getting out of his son's airplane, I really quite despaired of even a clean place in which to sleep. And then to find this attractive house was rather a delightful shock.
Oh, I think we're silly worrying about nothing. Really, we shouldn't discuss our host this way. I, for one, am having a gorgeous time and would be willing to spend the whole summer here.
I can see why Father always had such a soft spot in his heart for this ranch. But, of course, the hunting shack he had was not as elaborate a place as this.
What do you think you'll do about our ranch, Mother?
Really, I don't know what to do or say until Jimmy Allen and Mr. Robertson arrive.
Mother, do you suppose... well, do you think that anything could have happened, that they may have had some trouble on the way down here?
Barb, darling, I have no idea. I know so little about airplanes. But they're very reliable, and Mr. Robertson is such a wonderful flyer. Oh, I'm sure they're all right.
Yes, and Jimmy's a good pilot, too. Everyone says so.
Of course he is, dear.
Oh, here comes that funny little old Mexican cook.
I think he's quite delighted to have some women to cook for.
The food, senora, it is bastante.
Oh, what does he want to know about the food, Barb?
Bastante. He wants to know if you've had enough.
Oh, yes, Benito. It was very delicious.
Gracias, senora. And you, senorita Croft?
Oh, mucho, Benito. And very well cooked.
Gracias, senorita. Gracias. And now your café?
Si, Benito. Agradar.
Si, senorita, si.
Mother, do you want your coffee now?
Oh, yes, please.
And Benito, café for Mrs. Croft, too.
Si, senora, si.
Well, Barbara, this will give you a nice chance to brush up on your Spanish.
Yes, I tried it out on Benito this morning, but it was a bit weak in spots. He seemed quite distressed at not being able to understand me.
This coffee is most excellent.
I wonder when young Mr. Bender will return from Devil's Pass Airport.
Well, afternoon, ladies. I see you're taking on a little chow.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Bender.
Yes, Mr. Bender. We're enjoying a very delightful luncheon. Your cook, Benito, is an artist in preparing food. You cattlemen certainly display a very fine regard for your appetites.
Well, I reckon your old fella's pretty good. You ain't had nothing much to do but a working over that there cook stove, and you know them Mexicans are just naturally take to cooking.
Have you had him a long time, Mr. Bender?
Oh, yeah. He's been working down here quite a long spell.
Well, has this ranch been in your family a long time, Mr. Bender?
I reckon my son Rip explained all that to you while he was up there in Kansas City. Quite a fella, that boy of mine. Quite a fella.
Yes, he's been very nice. I suppose you knew my husband when he used to hunt down here?
Well, you see, I, Yeah, I kind of got a faint recollection of remembering him. He ain't been here for a long time, has he?
It's been about 12 years now.
Oh, yeah, 12 years. I reckon it was something like that. You see, I was away from here a good spell, kind of seeing some business of my brother's out in Arizona.
Did you build this ranch house yourself, Mr. Bender?
Well, no, not exactly like. You see, I have some friends from San Antonio that like to come down here and hunt and spend some time. They're city folks, and they like things right, you know. So we just built this ranch house for them. Right nice place, too.
Hi, Bender. The boys told me you was up here at the house.
Howdy, Ace. I thought you'd done left this place. I guess you ain't met these here women folks.
No, I ain't.
Well, this is here Mrs. Croft and her girl Barbara. This here's a friend of ours, ladies, Mr. Yancey. But we just called him Ace.
Yeah, that's good enough. Glad to meet you,
ladies.
How do you do? How do you do?
Are you a visitor in this part of the country, Mr. Yancey?
Oh, I spend some time down here. Kind of like this country and to do a little business with Mr. Bender here occasionally.
Mrs. Croft owns that there ranch west of us.
Oh.
She's figuring on getting rid of it and come down here to settle a deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, land around here ain't worth nothing, Mrs. Croft, unless you got cattle to graze. I guess you ain't sorry to get rid of it.
It's a beautiful spot down here, but I have no use for the land, and I'll probably sell it. When Mr. Croft was in better health, he enjoyed bringing his friends down here for the hunting season.
Swell country for hunting. I do a lot of it myself. You see, that's one reason why I'm down here. I'm a great fella to go out shooting.
Well, I envy you men being able to tramp around in these mountains. I only wish I could do it.
Well, now, we might arrange that. No reason why a girl like you can't handle a rifle. I guess I can show you how, eh, Bender?
Yeah, Ace, I reckon you've had a lot of experience along them lines, all right.
Say, Bender, I want to have a little talk with you before I start out. Let's get outside.
Well, come right along, Ace. Figured you had something on your mind. Excuse me, lady.
See you folks later. Now, don't forget about that hunting trip, Miss Croft.
Oh, I surely won't. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Yancey.
Oh, Mother, I do want to get in some riding and hunting while we're down here.
Yes, Barbara, but I suggest you wait until Mr. Robertson and Jimmy get here. My, I wouldn't want to meet Mr. Yancey alone on a dark night. He's rather a tough-looking individual.
Say, Mother, didn't you think Mr. Bender was rather evasive about this ranch?
What do you mean, dear?
Well, maybe it was my imagination, but he never did tell you how long they've owned this land.
I hadn't noticed it, Barbara. But come to think of it, he didn't seem to want to tell us much. However, that's his own business, Barbara.
Oh, yes, of course it is. But I thought he acted, Say, listen, Mother. Why, that's an airplane, I'm sure. Oh, I wonder if it's Jimmy and Speed. Oh, gee, I hope
so. It probably is, dear. I'm glad they finally got here. Poor boys must have had a hard trip.
Mother, Mother, I'm afraid it isn't them. It's that yellow plane of Rip Bender's.
Dear me. I wonder what in the world has happened to our boys. Possibly Mr. Bender will have news of them. If they had trouble, I'm sure they'd notify the airport at Devil's Pass.
Oh, he's landing now. Oh, I surely hope he has news of them.
Young Mr. Bender said something about flying me over our ranch. Do you think I'd better go, Barbara?
Well, it'd be a lovely way to see it, but I don't know, Mother. Let's wait until Jimmy and Mr. Robertson get here.
Yes, I think that would be best. I'd really feel much safer with Mr. Robertson.
Oh, and I want to go along, too. That would be a thrill to see our place from the air.
Yes, and I would enjoy the trip. But to be quite frank about it, I wouldn't know a bit more about the land after the trip than I do right now.
Jimmy and Mr. Robertson will, though. I think they plan on flying all over this part of the country to see if there are any oil wells being drilled.
My, it would certainly be wonderful if there were oil on our land. But I guess that's too much to expect.
Well, it's happened to other people, and we know there's oil down around here somewhere.
Oh, let's not even think of it.
Here comes Rip Bender now. Hello, Mr. Bender. Do you have a nice trip?
Well, afternoon, ladies. Looks like you've been having yourself some food. Did Benito look after you in good shape?
Hello, Mr. Bender. Yes, we had a very good lunch, and we highly recommend Benito to the most discriminating taste.
Well, that's fine. Yes, mighty fine. There ain't nothing too good for you folks down here. I want you to make yourselves right at home and stay as long as you please.
You're very kind, Mr. Bender.
Well, if you're all through eating, how about taking that flying trip over your property?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Bender. Of
course, if you don't feel like going, Mrs. Croft, I'll certainly be glad to take Barbara, and she can tell you all about it.
Oh, but Mr. Bender, Have you had any news from Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson?
News? Say, now, ain't that just plumb like me? The airport manager at Devil's Pass tells me to give you this here telegram. Don't know what's in it, but it may be news of the boys. Here it is, Mrs. Cross.
Oh, thank you. I surely hope nothing has happened. Here, Barbara, I'll read it. Have been recalled to Kansas City by Grand National Airways. Cannot get to ranch. Jimmy is returning with me. Very sorry, stop. Believe Bender's proposition all right. Advise accepting his offer. And it's signed Speed Robertson.
What is the meaning of this strange wire? Have Jimmy and Speed really returned to Kansas City? Or is Rip Bender resorting to underhanded methods again to induce Mrs. Croft to sell her ranch? Why is he so anxious for her property? And in what way is the gangster Ace mixed up with the Benders? It all spells trouble for Speed and Jimmy. So don't miss the next episode in the Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.